The post-Fed market repricing has continued into Friday. Rates in the U.S. have plunged further after Wednesday's dovish central bank decision, especially in the aftermath of this latest relatively hawkish decision run from the BOE and ECB. The market is now seeing a March rate cut as a done deal at the Fed, and year-end Fed funds are trading at a major discount to spot, pricing greater than 6 rate cuts in 2024. At the same time, it's still looking like markets are running a little too far and fast with the dollar selling and stock market buying. U.S. economic data has been on the stronger side, which makes the argument the Fed doesn't need to be as dovish as the market would like to see. But for the moment, with the Fed all of a sudden becoming the most dovish central bank out there, it's possible we see a continuation of this flow of lower dollar and higher stocks. Key standouts on Friday's calendar come from German, Eurozone, and UK PMI reads, Eurozone trade and wage growth, Canada housing starts, New York Empire Fed manufacturing, and US industrial production. That's all for now.